USA News Update. I'm Tim Berg. President Biden is meeting with the Iraqi Prime Minister at the White House on Monday. The previously scheduled meeting comes amid rising tensions in the Middle East after a recent retaliatory attack by Iran on Israel. President Biden reiterates the White House's current goal of an Israel-Hamas ceasefire deal that also guarantees a release of Israeli hostages in Gaza.
We're committed to a ceasefire that will bring the hostages home and preventing conflict from spreading beyond what it already has.
Scattered storms are sweeping across the central and eastern United States Monday, bringing the risk of hail, high winds, and tornadoes. The biggest area to look out for stretches from Texas to southern South Dakota. Reaction is continuing to come in as Iran launched an attack on Israel over the first weekend. This is the first time they've launched missiles into mainland Israel since the start of the war with Hamas. At a White House press briefing, National Security Spokesman John Kirby discusses rumors that the attack was intentionally a failure.
I've seen reporting that the Iranians meant to fail. That this spectacular and embarrassing failure was all by design. I've also seen Iran say that they provided early warning to help Israel prepare its defenses and limit any potential damage. All of this is categorically false.
Rust armorer Hannah Gutierrez is being sentenced to 18 months in prison for the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. A New Mexico jury finding Gutierrez guilty for negligence in loading the live ammo into Alec Baldwin's gun on the set, which killed Hutchins. The judge saying Gutierrez didn't accept responsibility for her actions and hasn't shown remorse. This is USA News.
Listen up, ladies and gents. Are you or a special someone taking prescription meds to treat ED? Everyone knows how well they can work, but did you know that with one free call, you can start saving hundreds of dollars on every prescription order? Gone are the days of paying $30 plus per pill. Now, for less than $2 per pill, you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in your ED meds, in generic 20 milligram tablets. That's right, for less than $2 a pill, you can get the exact same results. Each order is discreetly delivered right to your door. There's even a money-back guarantee. Remember, you don't need to pay big prices to get big results. We'll save you hundreds of dollars on the exact same active ingredient. We deliver generic sildenafil for less than $2 a pill right to your door with a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. Call right now at 1-800-273-4776. That's 1-800-273-4776. Again, 1-800-273-4776. Call right now.
Former President Donald Trump spent part of his Monday in a New York City courtroom for jury selection in his hush money criminal trial. Trump saying when he arrived, the trial is a persecution and assault on America. Trump is accused of falsifying business records in order to cover payments made to adult film actress Stormy Daniels prior to the 2016 election. Two missing mothers may have been found in Oklahoma. Law enforcement announcing they have found two bodies in the state, though their identities haven't been yet confirmed. Public information manager at the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation, Hunter McKee, gives an update on the investigation.
Based on the evidence that our agents and local law enforcement were able to obtain, we used that to search a wide area throughout Texas County. We were able to use those resources in order to find where these two bodies were.
So far, at least four people have been arrested and charged with first-degree murder and kidnapping in connection to the bodies. A standoff has ended peacefully in St. Charles County, Missouri, with a suspect in custody. The SWAT team and police were called to the lower level of a parking garage near the St. Charles County Courthouse Monday morning, where a man had locked himself and a woman in a car and indicated that he had a gun. A local TV station saying it's a domestic dispute which prompted the incident. It's unclear whether the man had a gun, but no one was shot during the ordeal. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.